Got a really, really great conversation for you here today as we are helping you be the best that you can be in a lot of different ways. And with that, we bring in a new friend of ours from New Insights LLC. Actually, Jacqueline is joining us. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. And this is a great conversation because I think a lot of people have the first one that we're starting with right off the bat is, you know, what is therapy? And a lot of people have this thought about it where they're like, oh, I don't want to seem weak, or I don't want to seem like this, or you know, whatever it is. And we're here to kind of break that, because who couldn't use somebody to talk to, right?
Right.
So let's first and foremost introduce you and who you are, and maybe give us a little bit of a background about you know, how you ended up following this journey and this path to where you are now.
So I'm Jacqueline Rafter. I am a therapist. I'm licensed as a master's social worker. I have been doing therapy for about 5 years. I've been doing master's of social work for about 7 years. So psychiatric hospital work, therapy work, nursing home work, emergency room work, anywhere that, you know, mental health struggles can be found. I've kind of touched in that area. So I started doing online therapy kind of right before the pandemic hit, actually in February. So it's been a little over a year and a half, and I have absolutely loved it. I love it because, you know, I can be right where the person is, and they don't necessarily have to create extra time or movement. I can do it before and after the kids get up and for the day with someone right at their home, after the kids go to bed, right after the, you know, right in their home. So I've been doing online therapy for about a year and a half. And so what we're doing now is taking this another step and adding some extra therapists to New Insights. So we're super excited to be doing that.
It sounds like obviously something you're passionate about. And, you know, this is another good thing that I want to make sure that we talk about is, you know, you're passionate about this and making sure that people understand what it is you do. Mm-hmm. We want to clarify, what exactly is it that you do? Because you don't technically help people, right?
Right.
You do more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Therapy it's about processing. It's about work. It's about being intentional, being purposeful, about doing things differently, thinking about things differently, looking at a situation and saying, you know what? I don't have to use that old situation to explain my current situation. I think a lot of times people will know that they don't like the way that they're doing things or the choices that they're making, and yet they keep doing it anyway, and they can't seem to get themselves kind of out of that pattern. That's a great place to find therapy to help you make that change that you're looking for. It's not venting. It's not somebody just to listen to you, although sometimes sessions do work that way so that we can be sure to really understand what's going on. But there's so much more than just venting and talking. It's really about rethinking, reframing, and letting go of old stuff so that you don't have to use old experiences to explain why you're doing things today.
Would you say that it's a fair statement to that, you know, going through this process, it isn't, again, just, you know, going one way and venting and talking. It's also coming up with actionable plans, mm-hmm. as to, all right, we know where you've been, we know where you want to go, mm-hmm. and here's how we think might be a good way for you to do that. Are you on board? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So as we go through this, you know, we hear the therapy, we hear about some of the ways and processes you go about it. What are some other, you know, challenges or things that maybe you're hearing from people who maybe take a step back and be like, okay, therapy, I just don't know if that's something I can do.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people know that it's going to change. And a lot of times they put up barriers and say, when this happens, then I'll do that. And they don't realize that they've connected the two. And so they can't get rid of the barrier because then they're afraid they'll have to actually go ahead and do the thing they said they're going to do. And they're not ready to do it. Mm-hmm. it's really looking at those contradictions between I really want this, but I can't make myself do it. I don't want this, and yet I keep doing it. And it might be a relationship. It might be a job. It might be a habit. It might be I really want to do something, and yet I can't get myself to do it. So there's those fears. Sometimes it's the fear of even just setting a boundary and saying, I don't want to do that thing, because you're afraid of making the other person feel bad in some kind of way. And so it's really about being able to address those conflicts in a way that doesn't make anyone feel bad.
I think that when you and I first had a conversation, mm-hmm. and you and I, we first talked about this, you had something that you said that was really profound for me. And it was a conversation of, you know, when we're younger, maybe we're super worried about making sure that all of these other people around us are satisfied, and we mm-hmm. kind of bend to make sure that they're happy. But in this case, we're talking about, okay, we need to have the realization that we also are important, and we also need to make sure that we mm-hmm. are good as well. So tell me a little bit more about what that's like along the same realm.
Yep. So there's kind of two concepts then that idea goes with. The first one is that, like, when we're kids, we're kind of taught what to think and not necessarily how to think. So we're taught different rules, like don't quit, don't ever quit, don't ever, ever give up. Keep going. And yet as adults, at some point, we have to be able to say, you know what, this really isn't working for me and I need to let it go, without feeling then like a failure, without feeling like I'm not good enough, without feeling like I've given up or done something wrong. And so it's really about giving yourself the power of discernment to say, I'm not actually quitting. I'm deciding that this isn't going to work for me, and I'm moving on with my life. You know, a lot of the winners, a lot of the big CEOs, a lot of the huge successful people that we can see, even like on TV and social media, they all have some sort of saying that says, you know what, quitting, it's actually for winners, but you don't quit because it's hard. You quit because it sucks. So being able to make that discernment, you know, am I giving up, or am I changing directions? And being able to just give yourself that permission to do that as an adult. So, you know, the other one is we get all of these different sayings, right? So an example is, you know, the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. And a lot of times when I say that to people, they think, am I a bird or a mouse? And my question is, no. Is that a worm or a cheese? Right. So the power of discernment. Do I need to be quick, or do I need to sit back and wait? And it's not always the same answer. And so being able to recognize, what does this situation call for from me?
I think those are all such great, avenues to think. Almost breaking a stigma of things that we've, like you said, been instilled in us for so mm-hmm. many years. And it's hard to break that nature, that mm-hmm. thing that you've been doing for 30 plus years, 40 plus years, however long it is. So with that, making an adjustment to going into therapy, you know, some of those things we don't see. Like, mm-hmm. we don't see that these are things that happen, right? And one of those things that we may not quite see is, you know, the topic of, you know, being depressed or having maybe ADHD or knowing, you know, which avenues these are. So let's talk, because it is, you know, a very serious thing, especially, you know, we focus on it as we're getting into the winter months, talking about depression and how this links together.
Yeah. And so a lot of times people won't even recognize that they are depressed. Sometimes they'll see it as, I'm just feeling sad. I'm just down, low energy. And it may or may not be a clinical depression. Frankly, that's a great time to get into therapy so that it doesn't become a clinical depression. And what therapy is going to do, it's going to talk about how do we, you know, what to do in order to keep yourself from getting into that clinical depression. It's going to talk about what to do for yourself, what to, you know, how to talk to other people about how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. You know, with ADHD, a lot of times people don't realize how much that affects other parts of their life. And so even just being able to come up with those simple solutions of organization and ways to create routine and structure in your life, therapy can be really helpful to come up with those what do I do's.
The reason why I wanted to lead into it this way too is because, you know, depression itself is something we don't recognize in ourselves. Mm-hmm. We also are very aware of maybe our friends, and we mm-hmm. see that maybe they're not the way that they're not as chipper, or maybe there's something you can tell even with posture, mm-hmm. right? How people sometimes walk or act differently. Mm-hmm. And we're talking a lot about, you know, being the one to ask, mm-hmm. you know, these certain questions, but making sure that you're not afraid to talk to your friends about this stuff mm-hmm. too, or even yourself, and say, hey, you know, I saw Jacqueline on Facebook with Matt Malone, and they had this great conversation. I think this is something you should really consider, but, you know, not being afraid or stigmatized to have these conversations, right?
Yeah. And a lot of times people think I can do it myself. But if you really think about life, what do we ever do by ourselves?
That's very true.
We do it all by ourselves. You know, even if we're reading here, we're connected to the author. You know, even if we're watching TV, we're connected to the characters. We're connected to, you know, to the people on the TV that are creating the shows. I mean, we don't do anything that's completely alone ever. And so I can do it by myself. You know, the idea is that sometimes we can read a book, or we can watch a show, or we can, you know, learn for ourselves. But when that's not working, just reach out, because the other thing that happens is it gets stuck. That mood, that emotion, that, you know, thoughts about the past, the ruminating thoughts, the nightmares, the flashbacks, all of that stuff, it actually gets stuck in the body, like physically actually stuck. It's in our gut. It's in our breathing. It's in our posture. If you think about depression, what does depression look like? Hung head, shoulders slunk, slow words. You can see it, and it's actually in the body. And so, you know, even therapy can talk about holding the body different. If you do, you know, if you think about if you stand up and do like a Superman pose, you can feel the difference between opening everything up. And it's really even an empowering pose right there that I even work on with people who are experiencing some depression, just changing that posture, but it's in the body. And so a lot of times people don't even realize it because it's so automatic that they can't find it for themselves. And so when that's the case, there's nothing wrong with getting unbiased feedback and learning. You know, even all the learning that we do comes from teachers, it comes from doctors, it comes from, you know, people who have studied the subject.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you said something really, really great too in this conversation. I'm going to refer to that a lot because we have really good conversation here. But the thing that you said that I found was really, really interesting was the fact that the past is in the past. So mm-hmm. that's kind of what therapy is all about, right? Is you know, talking about these things and getting these things out into the public, and or not to the public, but to somebody, working mm-hmm. these things out and then letting it go. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say that?
Yeah. A lot of times when somebody finds that they keep bringing up old experiences to explain why they feel and think the way that they do today, or they're ruminating on old experiences. Maybe it's just one memory that just won't go away and it just irks them. Sometimes it's a trauma, you know, really hard stuff that keeps kind of coming up, or a lot of times old relationships. You know, the saying is, if you don't heal from your ex, then your next is going to pay for your ex. And so we really want to make sure that we're healing from those old hurts so that we're not using them to explain why we're guarding ourselves from new hurts. So putting the past in the past, when you can process a hard experience and you can put that into one or two sentences and not need to explain it, not even genuinely actually not feel the need to explain what happened because it's just old news. That's when it's really processed and you know that you've moved on from it. Mm-hmm. One thing I like to say is, you know, bringing up my past is like breaking into my old house. Like, I don't live there anymore and that ain't my stuff. When you can say that, like, that's not even me anymore, you know that you are free from the hurt.
I think that's such a good way to put that. I love I don't live in that house anymore. I moved on, bigger and better. Right. I'm in a mansion, a glorious mansion.
There you go.
The world is good. Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit more along the lines of the fact that therapy itself is about you getting better, you feeling better, you working and moving forward, and things are good. But it is ultimately your decision and your choice, and you do have to be invested in that. And that's kind of why, in a way, there is an insurance question that sometimes comes up regarding what is accepted and what's not accepted with insurance. So tell me a little bit more about your process there.
So at New Insights, we don't take insurances. We do take HSA, we do take FSA, and then cash and debit and credit. What I find is that a lot of times that if somebody calls and we say, we don't take your insurance, they hear we can't help you. And that's just not the case. And so it's really about putting the power of choice into the hands of the client. And not in the hands of the insurance company. So cash, debit, credit, HSA, and FSA. And then we give what's called a super bill. And then they can take that and try and work with their insurances to see if they can get reimbursed. The other thing that we find is that, you know, when a person makes a financial commitment to therapy, it's a statement to themselves and it's a statement to the universe that they are taking their mental well-being seriously. And we find that clients paying for their treatment get, they find change a whole lot quicker because they're so motivated to get absolutely everything they can out of every single session. They do the work in between sessions and come back to the next session with feedback and their homework and their experiences ready to process the next thing. That's not to say that people using insurance don't, but it is to say that when we make that financial commitment, we're really making that statement to ourselves and to the universe that says, I'm serious about change.
I think that relates a lot to the concept of, you know, yeah, you pay for it yourself, you're more likely to participate. You know, people who say, oh, you know, I pay for my own college, they're more likely to go to school every day, right? Mm-hmm. If you go and you pay your gym membership, you're more likely to go to that. This is no different than that. So we've had a lot of great conversation here, Jacqueline, but let's ultimately talk about if somebody says, you know what, everything they say makes a lot of sense and I'm going to take that step. I want to make an appointment with Jacqueline and see if I can move into my new house, as you will. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah. So you can call or text and ask for a consultation. You can also go online, newinsightsnow.com, and request a consultation. I do a 15-minute consultation. I don't charge for that. When you schedule that, you'll get an email with questions that kind of let me know who you are so that I know who I'm talking to. At the time of the consultation, you'll get either a phone call or a video call, depending on what you've asked for. And then I'll take a short history of just facts and learn about what it is that is going on currently that you're wanting to do therapy for. And then together, we'll figure out if what New Insights is offering is a really good fit for meeting your needs. And so then if it is, then we get you scheduled with either myself or one of the other, frankly, amazing therapists that work with New Insights. From there, that therapist will do kind of an in-depth history with you, learning about kind of all of it, all of the past and the current, as much as you're comfortable with telling in the first session. And they're going to learn about your goals. And from there, it's a really individualized process, figuring out the just right techniques for helping you to meet your goals.
Do you feel like there's anything that we would need to do in preparation for that conversation? Like, I need to come up with a goal, or we just show up?
Just show up. If you know what you want, that helps. If you don't know what you want and you're like, I just don't want to feel this way anymore, I don't want to think about this anymore, hey, those are goals. Yeah. I just want to feel or do or think different. Those work.
Excellent. Well, Jacqueline, I appreciate you sharing that information. We've got some more conversations we'll have here coming up in the near future. Mm-hmm. But this is a really, really great way to start. And I appreciate you taking time here to help us be our best selves.
Yes. Thank you, Matt.
You're very welcome.